This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to Real Psych. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe tonight. It is great being with all of you. And hi, folks in the Facebook room and beyond. We are in 51 on live, 51 or not live, terrestrial stations. I think a bunch of those are live right now. And over 3,000 satellite on the GCN network. So it is great to be talking with so many great like-minded individuals. And it is a pleasure being in the chair tonight. We are in our third and final hour. Time just goes by so quick when we've got so much news and so many great people to speak with tonight. But first, before we get into this next segment, this last hour, I want to talk a little bit about something that is probably just been kicked out of the news by the bar hearings today. And just the way that our news cycles are right now, we forget about yesterday's news, and we especially forget about news over the weekend, even though today is Wednesday. And if you were watching the news over the weekend, we talked a little bit about it on Monday, and that was the shocking cartoons that were published in the New York Times that were there's no really other way to say it. But they were essentially the same type of Nazi propaganda that you saw in Der Stürmer, the Nazi papers of the time that would create these cartoons with big-nosed Jews. Okay, they set the propaganda. I mean, we talk about Goebbels as a comparison. Repeat a lie enough. This is all where it stemmed from. And I get it. New York Times, they said in an article that they published this without an editor being overseen by this on their international pages, which is even more scary to me because anti-Semitism around the world is rising quicker than anybody here wants to acknowledge. And everybody in the United States are so quick from a political standpoint to talk about this as a right versus left issue. The fact of the matter is that the far, and I don't consider them right wing, although the media does. I consider them extreme left wing. I consider them extreme socialists. Okay, Richard Spencer, if you watched what was the name of his last movie? I am blocking right now. Richard Spencer was featured, and it will come to me in just a second here. And he was talking about the fact that he believes in a lot of the policies. Richard Spencer is a Nazi, and he believes in a lot of the policies going back of most of our Democrat presidents, going back decades. He didn't like Reagan. He certainly doesn't like Trump. Okay? And when we start talking about right versus left and anti-Semitism, it is the far left that I say are not even that far anymore. They're not that extreme anymore. As far as when we start to see the BDS movement on our colleges, and they are pushing this idea that we have to be against Israel because the Palestinians are under the thumb of the evil Israelis, of the evil Benjamin Netanyahu. And it couldn't be further from the truth. Most of these kids that belong to these types of groups have never been to Israel. They've never seen how Arabs work and live in Israel and are treated more fairly in Israel than in any other country in the Middle East. Women are not subjugated. Homosexuals are not thrown off of roofs. And Arabs that want to work in Israel can do so. So you've got this... You've got this cartoon, and there's a couple of them now. There was another one with Benjamin Netanyahu coming off the mountain holding the tablets with Trump behind him. And the first one was Benjamin Netanyahu was a dog and was leading Trump as a blind man. Okay? That Israel is controlling Donald Trump and United States Jews that support. And it's all about the Benjamins, baby. The fact is that we are now seeing this stuff as a norm. And when you have the left that are standing up for Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib and the rest of this cast of characters that are out there right now pushing this narrative that somehow it is Israel that is the problem in the Middle East, we've got a lot of problems to talk about. You know, the benign anti-Semitism of the hard left, which is often disguised as anti-Zionism. It's about Israel. It's not that we hate Jews. It's about Israel. It's getting a pass from a lot of liberals, especially a lot of leftist Jews. So I want to talk this hour. Our guest coming up here is Mitch Silberman. He's from the Republican Jewish Alliance. And if you want to watch a long-form interview with both Mitch and Bruce, the founders of the RJA, you can find that on Whiskey Politics on YouTube. That is our site. That is my show. And we just did an interview with them last week. So after tonight's interview, when Mitch joins us, please go and watch this interview that we did, because it really goes into a lot of detail about how this leftist anti-Semitism is now growing. And what do we say to Jews that don't walk away from this? This is one of the biggest frustrations as a conservative-leaning Jew that I have. We're seeing it in synagogues. We're seeing it on colleges. We're seeing it in our media. This acquiescence. Well, they're Democrats, so it must be okay. They never took down and condemned Ilhan Omar. And if they can't do that one simple thing, we've got a problem in this country, folks. So we're going to talk a lot more about this after the break with Mitch Silberman. And join in, because this you're going to strap the seatbelt on this one, because it's going to be really interesting to see what is exactly going on behind the scenes. I'm Dave Sussman in the chair for Real Side Radio. Joe is out tonight. Join us on the Facebook rooms, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau, make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
And Dave Sussman in the chair, Realside Radio. We are live on Facebook and at the website, realside.com. And again, as I mentioned, there is a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends. If you want to give us a call at 855-732-5563. So in light of the news that has been mysteriously, not so mysteriously, vanished from our news cycle, because this is just the way our news is today. Everybody's talking about Barr at Congress. We are no longer talking about Poway. We're not talking about Pittsburgh. We're not talking about the cartoons that just came out in the New York Times. And this burgeoning anti-Semitism that seems to now be throughing up from the American, I want to say hard left, maybe not so hard anymore. To talk about this, to pull it apart and pull it all back together again, I'm delighted to have Mitch Silberman from the Jewish Republican Alliance. And it's great to have you back on again. We just interviewed you last week. Mitch, how you doing?
Great, Dave. It's just terrific to be with you again.
Likewise. First of all, thank you for taking the time out. I know that you are at the Walkaway big event with Brandon Strzok, downtown LA.
Yep. Yeah, it's really terrific. He's a fighter. He is showing his wonderful documentary about how he was a lifelong liberal, and then he woke up and said, I will not put up with it anymore. I walked away from the current Democratic Party. I can't live with it. And he encourages others to do the same.
So let's talk about Walkaway, because you and I spoke last week with Bruce, your co-founder of the Jewish Republican
yes.
Alliance.
We
talked a little bit about this movement called Jexodus or Jexit or whatever people want to, you know, the vernacular is today. After something like Poway and Pittsburgh, and we're seeing, and it's not just anti-Semitism, we're seeing churches being bombed. We're seeing just this assault on Judeo-Christian values throughout the world.
Yes.
Do you see some type of movement coming from the Jewish, whether you call it the Jewish left or just Jews?
I do, Dave. I think that a lot of people are waking up and saying, wait a minute, this is not the Democratic Party that I am familiar with, that I am comfortable with. One of my Jewish friends who is a liberal said, I do not even recognize today's Democratic Party. So I think people are saying, wait a minute, I would never have predicted that anti-Semitism would show its rear its ugly head in the halls of Congress. And yet there it is. And as you mentioned earlier in the show, Dave, they couldn't even condemn it. So a lot of Jews are waking up and saying, wait a minute, we're being fed a bunch of lies. The hate is coming from the left. The anti-Semitism is coming from the left. We need to rethink things and decide for ourselves.
New York Times published a cartoon over the weekend. Netanyahu was a dog. Or there was a second one. He was coming down Mount Sinai. Trump was following him both situations there.
Yeah.
Obviously, they came out and they apologized and said it was some mid-level editor. But what does this say about our media right now that something like this could have even gotten through the supposed gauntlet of the New York Times?
Yeah, I would say that President Trump has not caused any of this hatred. He has simply revealed it. And for a long time, I have seen it coming that the anti-Semitism, other than radical Islam, is definitely coming from the Democratic Party. These vile cartoons have no place in a civil society, and sadly, it's mocking what was seen in the 1930s in Nazi Germany. So for them to say, oh, sorry, are bad, not good enough. It should never have reared its ugly head in the first place.
Tell us a little bit about what the Jewish Republican Alliance is doing right now. Because you're dealing with a lot of social issues. You're dealing with a lot of folks that are around the country that are kind of waking up and being like, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here right now? Is there an awakening happening, and are you hearing about this in your organization?
Yes, Dave, there absolutely is. We started it just over 3 years ago, and ironically, it's kind of funny. We created it because we felt that being a Jewish Republican in the People's Republic of California was like being a minority within a minority within a minority. And so we really got together, a handful of us, 18 of us actually, and just said, we feel so isolated. We feel all alone. We've had such vile things said to us by fellow Jews when they find out that we're Republican. And so we met, and then all of a sudden there were 30 people, then there were 40, then there were 60. Now we have multiple chapters, and partially thanks to you, Whiskey Politics and Ricochet, we're now getting requests from all over the country to open chapters. And people are realizing that they are watching this great country being torn apart from the inside, and we must do something to preserve the Judeo-Christian values upon which our great country was founded. So people are getting off of their rear end and saying, I need to do something. Yelling at the TV set, throwing down the newspaper doesn't cut it anymore. We really must get involved. Now more than ever, conservative activism is needed, and Jews are realizing that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I'm hearing a lot these days, is that sitting on the couch and just watching your favorite news channels, no longer able to do this, and being angry, and you do have to take action. You mentioned real quickly in the last couple minutes before our first break here, you mentioned that D.C. called you, okay? The RNC called you. Talk about that expansion.
It was actually really exciting because I said to my co-founder, Bruce, somehow the RNC found out about us. Now, we're based in Southern California. And so we had a conference call with in Washington, D.C., and for the first time in the Republican National Committee's history, they're actually creating an entire movement called Jewish Outreach. And they found out about us, and they said, tell us what you're doing. And we said, well, we unite and energize conservatives to take action on behalf of America and Israel. We're taking a stand for America and Israel. And our three pillars are fellowship, education, and networking. And it resonated. They told us, we talked to the gentleman who's actually in charge of Jewish outreach for the whole RNC, and he said, listen, there is no one doing what you are doing on a national basis. And he felt that it was really crucial that this type of grassroots conservative activism from a Jewish perspective is really needed. From his point of view, he wanted to make sure that our current president stays in and wins again in 2020. And we told him, hey, we're a nonprofit, 501c3. We don't want to do anything to jeopardize that. And he said, I understand, but you can still help people get involved and take action so that they don't just watch what's happening and get upset, but they actually do something about it.
So folks that are listening to this, and we're on 52 stations on terrestrial radio and over 3,000 satellite stations through the GCN network, so you got people listening to this all over the country. How do they find you, and if they wanted to start up their own chapter, what do they do?
Oh, terrific. Thank you for asking that, Dave. So it is www.JewishRepublicanAlliance.org. Again, JewishRepublicanAlliance.org. You can learn about what we're doing, take a look at our mission statement, our values. You can even watch what was last year we created with Dennis Prager, the largest single gathering of Jewish American, Republican Jews in American history. You can even watch the video on our site as well and check out what's going on. And yes, if you want to open up a chapter, there's a place to request that.
Great. You stick with us through the break here because I want to talk with you a lot
Absolutely.
About what's going on. You know, we're in a place right now where you have somebody like Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib and this movement that you have within one of the two great parties of this country. And some people will argue with the term great on that. But after the break, I want to get into a lot more about what we're seeing coming right now from the political left. And so we are delighted to have with us Mitch Silverman from the Jewish Republican Alliance and Dave Sussman, Whiskey Politics, in the chair at Realside Radio. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, health, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr took heat from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Here's Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
You, in effect, exonerated or cleared the president.
No.
I didn't exonerate. I said that we did not believe that there was sufficient evidence to establish an obstruction offense, which is the job of the Justice Department.
That was in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Barr was supposed to appear before the House on Thursday, but now he says he's not going. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
I can understand, given how dishonest he has been since March 24th at the latest, I can understand why he is afraid of facing more effective examination.
He says he won't issue a subpoena yet, but the committee is considering a contempt citation against Barr if the Justice Department doesn't provide them with the unredacted Mueller report soon. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens, and they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
And Dave Sussman in the chair for... We are talking for Joe on Real Side Radio. It really is good to be with everybody tonight, and we are in our third hour. And we are delighted to have with us Mitch Silberman, who is kindly calling us from Brandon Strzok's walkaway rally down in downtown Los Angeles. And greatly appreciate Mitch taking the time. We're
My
talking
pleasure.
The Jewish Republican Alliance. And Mitch, one of the things that is really uncomfortable to me right now is that I'm seeing this leftist movement right now to normalize things that somebody like Ilhan Omar, it's all about the Benjamins, baby, and Rashid Tlaib, and this movement that we're seeing, and they're trying to normalize it in such a way where it really isn't getting any kind of attention or outrage. Are you seeing some type of any type of response to somebody like a Ilhan Omar, Rashid Tlaib right now from fellow Jews that you're speaking with about what's going on in politics?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. They're disgusted. They cannot believe what they're seeing. It's bad enough that you say these anti-Semitic things in Congress, and then when the party it emanates from couldn't even condemn it. They took how many days to say, you know what, we condemn hate in all its forms. Well, that's not condemning anti-Semitism. That's not being specific. That's like saying, you know, I'm against crime. Wow, what a hero. So a lot of Jews are waking up. The real key here, Dave, is it enough for them to say, I can't vote Democrat anymore? That's the key, is they see it coming from the Democratic Party, but is it enough? And I'm hoping, and we're working hard to make sure that that is enough. In fact, there's even more going on that should make you not be a part of that party anymore.
Do you think we have a situation where the left, that they just assume that Jews are fair game because they will always vote for the Democrats, that they have marginalized Jewish or Republicans so much that they would rather vote for an anti-Semite like Ilhan Omar, or at least the party that supports her, than vote for anybody with an R next to their name?
Well, it's possible. You know, I always say that for the last several decades, what is a good conservative done? They've they've gotten married, they've raised families, gone to work, built a business, gone to church or temple, and just kind of minded their own business, or good Americans, good productive Americans. And what did the left do while we were doing it? They took over. They took over education. They took over entertainment. They took over academia. And now a lot of a typical conservative Americans waking up and saying, what happened to my country? So I think that they're seeing that the energy and sadly the money in the Democratic Party today is not coming from the moderates. It's coming from the far left. And even Nancy Pelosi, say what you want about her, but she's a very shrewd politician. And even she's not sure what to do. Even she can't get them in line because that's where the energy and the momentum and sadly the money is going towards the hard left. That is where today's Democratic Party is. It is not moderate anymore. It is hard left, and that's the direction. That's the trend it's going in. That's a very dangerous trend, not just for Democrats, not just for Jews, but for all of America.
You know, when you see somebody like a Nancy Pelosi that's standing with her sheet in Ilhan, she looks like a hostage. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen pictures of her on, like, Time magazine. And whatever you think of Nancy's politics, and I certainly disagree with 99.9% of it, one thing that you can't take away from Nancy is that she is a good strategic politician. I mean, you don't become Speaker of the House two times in a lifetime without that. So do you think that she is walking a tightrope here, trying to keep her extreme left-wing base happy while also talking to, moderate Democrats who may be having concern about this?
Oh, absolutely. I think she's in a very difficult situation. She doesn't have my sympathy because, as you said, I'm no fan of her politics, of her policies. But she is in a very tough bind because she is the Speaker of the House. She's in power. She normally gets her way, and she has these upstarts that she really doesn't know what to do with. She can't control. And for what I'm seeing, these upstarts are raising a lot of money. And that is a very bad omen for anyone who loves this country and who supports Israel. So she is in a tough spot. I don't know how it's going to play itself out. But the more that these people speak, I think the more the typical American wakes up and says, I can't support this party any longer.
Any idea of a number, a movement, if we were to average it out, let's say 72% of Jews vote Democrat every single election cycle.
Yeah.
What do you think a movement like the JRA, in how will it impact it? And it's, what are we talking about as actual numbers?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would like to think it's going to have a big movement or a big impact. But listen, Dave, the first time Obama ran, okay, he was kind of a blank slate. There was a lot of white guilt, and people wanted to give him a chance. And, you know, 78% of the Jews voted for him the first time. He had 4 years where it was obvious to anyone who loved Israel that he was not a friend of the Jews, not a friend of Israel. And yet in his second term, 69% of the Jews voted for him. So when I meet fellow conservatives who are Christian, they say, how could any of you voted for Obama? Not once, but twice. And sadly, that's because Israel is probably not in the top 10 concerns for someone who's simply born Jewish, doesn't have a temple affiliation. It's not a big concern of theirs. So that's a big problem. But I think even the average person's waking up and saying, maybe I better have another look at the Republican Party because the radicalism that I've been taught is coming from the right. It's not. It's coming from the left.
We had Dennis Prager on some time back, and he mentioned something, and I know he talks about this a lot, and he says that the secular left, especially Jewish secular left, they don't have a religion in the traditional Jewish sense. Their religion is now politics or progressivism. You agree with that?
Yes. Oh, I totally agree. I have aunts and uncles that they've replaced Judaism with leftism. That has become their ism. And there's, you know, the old saying, if you don't believe in God, it doesn't mean you believe in nothing. It means you believe in anything. So I think that many of us have a God-shaped hole in us, and we have to fill it with something. If you're not filling it with religion, then you'll fill it with what's become a secular religion, which is leftism.
Mm-hmm.
And I joke, it's almost like the zombies. Like something takes over their brain, and all of a sudden they don't think rationally. In any other way of life, they're amazing people. Then when it comes to politics, something overcomes them, and they just vote left no matter what is put in front of them. And I do think that is starting to change. The more these people talk, the more the average American says, hey, I'm not okay with this. One beacon of hope. One beacon of hope. I have one of my dearest friends who voted for Obama not once, not twice, and he voted for Hillary. He said to me yesterday, and I have it in writing because it was a text, he said he would vote for Trump over Bernie Sanders. And the one reason is he cannot stand what even the anti-Israel bias coming out of Bernie Sanders' campaign.
Well, you've got a situation where Bernie Sanders, he nuzzled up with Jeremy Corbyn. who, if you know, he leads the minority party in England, and he works very closely with Hamas and Hezbollah supporters, just downright terrorists. Okay, and so you've got Bernie Sanders. You know, he's obviously got communist affiliations going back to his early days as well on that. But you see this on throughout the left, and it isn't something that I really don't, I'm trying to grapple with, because forever and a day, it was the Jews were voting for the Democrats because that was the home where everybody, you know, there was no anti-Semitism, there was no racism. Everything today is about race. Everything today is about ethnicity and gender and religion on the left. And when did this flip happen in your mind, Mitch?
You know, this identity politics is always going to come back and bite you. And I think that the Democratic Party, they've been very savvy in many ways in saying, you know, we're going to tell the black people they're oppressed. We're going to tell the Jews they're oppressed. We're going to tell the LGBTQ community they're oppressed. We're going to tell the Latinos they're oppressed. And they can't get out of this rut without our help. And a lot of people just bought into it. And, you know, I tell people, you may not have an interest in politics, but that doesn't mean politics doesn't have an interest in you. Right. If you don't like the size of your paycheck, if you don't have the freedom to move upward, if you don't like how much money is taken away from you, if you don't like the rules and the regulations, what party, especially here in California, what party do you think is doing that? So you have to ask these people, are they promising liberty? Are they promising more prosperity? What exactly are they promising? And it's not a pretty picture. This party is running towards Venezuela when we're watching Venezuela self-destruct right before our very eyes, not because socialism failed over there, Dave, but because socialism actually succeeded over there.
Yeah, that's a fantastic approach to it, and I'm hoping, we talked about this in our first hour tonight, I'm hoping that we've got enough people that are looking at the news of what's happening in Venezuela across this country right now through just the lens of reality and not the lens of AOC socialism, and waking up and seeing what socialism really looks like. I'm hoping it's enough. Here's the good thing. Here's the good news, and this is why I love what you and Bruce are doing with the Jewish Republican Alliance. Elections are so close, and we had so many districts in 2018 that we won and lost by only a few handfuls, that you only need to turn 1, 2, 3 points, and it could change an entire election. Real quickly, again,
that's
Mitch,
right.
Where folks find Jewish Republican Alliance?
Look us up, www.JewishRepublicanAlliance.org.
Fantastic. Appreciate it, and tell everybody over there at the walkaway rally I said hi. Thank you, Mitch Silberman, and we'll have you on again soon. Take care, and folks, we'll be right back after the break. Dave Sussman in for Real Side.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing. And they get the job done on time, or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100. 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
It's Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe. He just joined us, but he's got things. He's busy. He's a busy, crazy guy. And that is why I'm delighted to be sitting in the chair for Joe tonight on Real Side Radio. And folks, it's been a pleasure being here tonight. We're in the last segment of our third hour. I just can't believe how fast time goes when being on the radio here. And, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about tonight, we've been talking a lot about Venezuela. We've been talking about what's happening in the Barr hearings. We've been talking about what's happening right now with this level of anti-Semitism and anti-Judeo-Christian values. Let's not forget what just took place last week in Paris and what's been going on in Paris with all of the firebombs and the vandals that are taking over and ruining churches for Christians and Catholics throughout Europe. Something is happening. There has been a change and a shift. And some people will say, well, it's relatively new. I don't think it's new. I think this has just been a long time coming. And with social media and, you know, how focused we are right now on the news of the day, we are now sensationalizing a lot of this stuff. But the problem is that when something like a Notre Dame, and by the way, they still haven't figured out what happened yet. Don't let the news off of the main page fool you. Okay, there is no proof of arson yet. I'm sorry, of an accident yet. They just won't say it. What we do know is that it's probably going to take the rest of most of the people listening to this, the rest of our lives, for them to rebuild this thing. They're talking decades, right? Hopefully everybody listening is going to be around for decades. But, you know, we're seeing this in America now. And what we just talked about with Mitch Silverman from the Jewish Republican Alliance, with this increase in anti-Semitism that's not just happening in our college campuses, and they want to talk about, well, it's not about anti-Semitism, it's about anti-Zionism. It's about anti-right-wing Jewish government under Netanyahu. No, it's not. Israel is supporting itself in a very scary neighborhood. And there's nobody else around the world besides its partners in ensuring that their democracy remains in a Middle East like America and England. Okay? If you go to the UN, it is a cesspool of anti-Semitism. The number of hits that Israel has taken by the UN just continues to go on and on and on every year. But something is happening, and the question is this shift happening because of whether it's the Frankfurt School that's, have taken over our institutions, whether it's academia, whether it's media and pop culture, whether it's our sports, and whether it's our corporations, or is it something more? Is there something happening with the idea that religion is now starting to fall off the front page for people? People are no longer being raised in a religious environment. The statistics that just came out last week is showing that the number of families attending church and synagogue is at the lowest point recorded. So what is happening right now in our culture? Now, I'm not an Orthodox Jew. I was raised in England, and I went to an Orthodox synagogue because that was the one that we had to go to, but I certainly didn't follow all the tenets of Orthodox Jewry, and came to the United States in the 70s, went into a conservative synagogue, and my kids have been bar mitzvahed, but, I mean, we're not, I wouldn't call us in any way religious, but there is a certain element to traditionalism. And whether you're Christian or Catholic or whatever it may be, there is a certain element to following tradition where it brings the families together. This is what it's about for most people in religion. Okay? Yeah, we can read a 2,000-year-old book or a 5,000-year-old book, and we could take the moral lessons from that and apply them to today's life. That's the way that I view it. Some people are tremendously a lot more involved than I am. But I believe religion is really important from the standpoint of keeping us as a cohesive family unit. For children to understand values and the lessons that come with those values carry on for your entire life. Let's be realistic here. It is the Ten Commandments that are the laws of the land. Thou shalt not murder, steal, lie. And if we are no longer teaching our children these tenets, these values, these morals, if you will, where are they learning it from? And this is my number one concern, is that you have such a shift right now towards the expedient and the entitlement that we have in our culture, where children are learning from Instagram and Facebook and Marvel Comics. That's where they're getting their values from. Hollywood. And are parents being marginalized and taken out of the equation? They're trying to do that with Common Core. Talked about this last week at a speech I gave. I have no idea what's going on with my kids' division homework anymore. And that was the goal for them, was to take the parents out of the equation so it is the schools that are teaching them. So if you've got Hollywood and you've got the schools and you've got our culture and our pop culture and our entertainers, where is it that the kids are getting their values? And if religion is diminishing, what is going to be happening to the future generations? Because if our kids aren't learning, what is going to happen to their kids and grandkids? Is it going to get to the point where any kind of religion is going to be considered orthodoxy and extreme? And then what happens? What, you're going to have to do religion in secret and hide? I don't think we're that far from that. I don't think we're that too many far generations away from this. And that's the concern that I have, is the trajectory that we're on right now. And that is why you can say that I am anti-Zionist because I'm against Israel, because I've learned that Palestinians are subjected to the big thumb of the evil Jewish government. Well, it isn't too far of a reach to talk about Jews in that way. And that's where this growing anti-Semitism that is bubbling up worldwide, the UN is the biggest group of anti-Semites in one building outside of Hamas and Hezbollah. And they are pushing this narrative, boycott, divest, sanction, get rid of any companies. We want all of the economy of Israel to collapse and fail because we want Israel to fail. And then somehow that's going to lead to the Palestinian people to succeed? The problem the Palestinian people have, folks, isn't the Israelis. It's Hamas and Hezbollah that are funded by the Iranian mullahs and giving them $25,000 to the families of the martyrs who blow themselves up trying to kill innocents in Israel. The Arabs in Israel know what's going on. They're working. They're free to practice their religion. They got health care. They can go on vacation. They're not thrown off of buildings if they're homosexual. Where else in the Middle East can you find that? So this is a push by the secularists around the world. It isn't just in America. It's Western Europe. And the multiculturalism that we're seeing that has been pushed for the last 20 years is now having the impact that originated in the Frankfurt School to begin with 70 years ago and has been pushed through our institutions. Generation after generation. And that is no religion, no morals, no values. Your entire sense of self is going to be provided by the government. You want religion? Focus on the environment. Climate change is the new religion for many on the left. You want to talk about orthodoxy? We can have that conversation if we had another hour. I'd love to. But that's the direction we're going, folks. And this push towards socialism with a dusting of anti-Semitism and the idea that everybody's a victim and that racism and being a sexist and Islamophobe is all we hear about. Maybe Congress needs to take care of their own house and condemn Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib, who's standing with Linda Sarsour, a devout anti-Semite, and Louis Farrakhan, who's attagirling all of them. Maybe Congress needs to take a look inward. And maybe Democrats that have been voting for leftists their entire lives because they've been told that anybody that has an R next to the name is a Nazi, maybe you can wake up and think for yourselves. Take a moment. Follow me at WhiskeyPolitics.net. I'm Dave Sussman. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Whiskey Politics. And you can follow me on Twitter at David Sussman. It has been a pleasure being here for Joe on Real Side. Thanks, Tammy and Cody. And I'll see you guys again real soon. Cheers.